What's up, guys? Welcome to Cannabis Cure TV. I just thought I'd share a story about legal medical cannabis from my travels in America. Oregon has recently legalized cannabis for recreational use, so I feel very comfortable speaking about this experience now. I'm sure Ganja John Calico are happy for me to talk about it. We've talked about it and before anyway, so it shouldn't really be an issue, and we've done so online. On my travels through America in 2011, I went to Colorado, Washington, Oregon and California, and checked out their legal medical cannabis situations. They've all got some kind of exemption in the law for if you're a patient and you've got a qualifying condition, or in California anything goes condition, you can have a certain amount of cannabis on you. You can consume it at home or in certain public places, and even grow a certain number of plants. Now, I was with one such patient, Ganja John. He has had, I think he's on his fourth kidney now, and he's got one eye. He's on medications that he will be on for the rest of his life, some like immunosuppressants, and he does use cannabis on top of that as well. I think he was on dialysis for 18 months for the period of life that I met him. I think it was that long. It might not have been quite that long, but it was an incredibly long time, and his body would not really have been able to take that kind of treatment had it not been for the cannabis that he used. And he used a hell of a lot of cannabis, and he still does. And he gave me some great advice once when I was desperately ill, and he said, "Greg, just, you know, use more cannabis." And I said, I don't think I possibly can." And he said, "Greg, you can. Just, you're just gonna have to do it." And I said, "All right, okay." And I did it, and I'm here to tell the story. So anyway, we were in Oregon. We were driving down from a legal cannabis trim job that I'd just done with a group of friends. It was a chem dog trim, and it was stinky, and it absolutely reeks of fuel, like that really like chem dog diesel-y smell absolutely all over us. Each one of us, me, Calico and John, were wearing cannabis clothing, all made by handmade apparel actually. We noted afterwards I had a Token Daily t-shirt on, Ganja John had a Live It Like It's Legal t-shirt on, and I think Calico probably had a normal t-shirt on, because at the time we were working for Normal Show Live with Radical Russ. So driving down from one part of sort of North Oregon down to South Oregon, I think we were going to around Eugene to stay with Ganja John's parents, and we've gone into a convenience store about 11 o'clock at night, maybe midnight, and just looking around for snacks as you do when you're, you know, when you've been trimming all day, and dabbing and vaping and smoking and you know, enjoying good company. We've done a hard day's work. We've been trimming for 8 hours, so we went to stock up on food before we got back to his parents' place for the night. And while we're in there, John bumps into an old school friend, and he's talking to her, and he's saying, "Oh, well, I haven't seen you for so long. What are you up to?" And John says, "I'm just on my way down to California. We're gonna go and see some friends. I'm taking my friend here to meet them, meaning me." And he said, "We're just gonna hang out for a few days." And as that happened, two police officers happened to walk through the door. And they heard California and see Ganja John with Live It Like It's Legal written on there, and a big weed leaf, and probably a weed leaf on his hat, and admittedly we did smell quite a bit. They sort of like lingered around the store, sort of like, I've walked out of there, I've just been like, "Oh my god, I don't like this situation." I'm going to go back to the car. So I went back to the car, all three of us had, walked out, and as we got into the car, the officers walked out of the store and flicked their flashlight on the car, and were like, "Don't move, stay in the vehicle," and we were kind of apprehended at that point. They came over to it, the two big to be cops in their beige uniforms, and they wanted to search us. They said they smelt they said it smelt like we had 10 pounds of marijuana on us, and they needed to search our vehicle. And they heard that we'd been to California, and Gander John was just like not laughing, but sort of like, I can sense that he's sort of going, oh my god, this is ridiculous, you know. He's like, I'm a medical marijuana patient, I have a card, he said, I'm registered, I have these, you know, I have these conditions. He said, we're not going down we're not coming back from California. I said, we're actually going down to California, and anyway, who the hell wants to smuggle 10 pounds of cannabis into California? Don't you know how much they grow there? And this guy didn't quite like the wiseness of John, he wasn't being aggressive or, you know, too snarky at all, but it was just an obvious fact, you know. Who does want to grow cannabis in Oregon and then smuggle it through the Emerald Triangle, where they grow, you know, some of the best and the largest quantities of cannabis, you know, that get shipped around the whole of the United States, and not just the state. And that's been happening since the, you know, the 60s and 70s, when the hippies really settled up there. So John's given them this information. They're looking at his thing. They've pulled Calico out, and one of the officers actually leant through the car and he goes, You get out, you smell the worst. And it was clearly a racist shot. Calico is Mexican Hawaiian, and they pulled, you know, they pulled him out, and they patted him down and searched him. And they're asking him questions, which he answered, you know, truthfully and carefully, and just said as much as he needed to say. Which was all he needed to say. He wasn't carrying any cannabis. He didn't actually have any, there wasn't any real probable cause. And to point out that he smelt the worst was just a little bit strange, considering when we actually left. I'll fill you in on that bit in a minute. I managed to get away completely unspoken to in the whole situation. I think I was there, luckily, just left on my own, pulled out the car. They've searched the car. I just sat down on a wall and just watched it all unfold, really. Like, I had Calico to my left and John to my right. During the raid, another two police cars pulled over. It must have been donut hour or something at the shop, and the hot fresh ones just came out of the oven, and two or three city police came out, and they were like, oh, do you need a hand, guys? And we were like, oh my god, you know, this is crazy. What they found in the car, they found my Sheldon Black bong in the back. In the case, they pulled it out. There was 1 gram of Jack the Ripper in there that the guy at Borafon gave me, and it was the pink lemonade cart, so it smelled absolutely fire. And I remember seeing the guy pull it. I was looking at it and going, "Oh, please don't drop my bong! Please don't drop my bong!" And he pulled it out, pulled this little tiny little bag, you know, just a kitchen bag, with a gram of Jack the Ripper bud in it. And he sort of like looked at it and smelt it and put it back in there, because it's not a large amount, and John had already presented his medical marijuana card. It wasn't an issue, he put it back in there. They were looking for signs or for weight or anything like that, and they didn't find any, and they were very disappointed. They let us go. They didn't make it. I don't think they gave any record of his of the search to John or anything like that. And we were on our way, and it was a pretty scary experience, to be honest. I thought, you know, if they find out I'm English, they might start interrogating me, thinking I'm some kind of international drug baron or something like that, in my dreams. It was a situation where, although medical cannabis was legal and John had access to that, and John had 10 grams of scissor hash in his pocket, which was fine. Nothing over his limit. I think you can have six. You can carry 6 pounds on you in Oregon and it not be a problem. And despite that, they still had an issue with the fact that John smelt like weed and he's a patient, and that he might have you know, a large amount of cannabis in his vehicle. And it struck me that even though you are a patient, they're going to still try and get everyone else, and patients are going to get caught in the crossfire. I think that's something really important to remember when we're trying to fight for our rights here in the UK and the way we go about it. So one love to Ganja John and Calico out there in Oregon, and congratulations to everyone who is making their way forward in the new legal cannabis industry out there. It must be a really exciting time. I've been watching some of the progress over there, not just for the cannabis side of things, but the hemp side of things as well, because you've got the right to grow hemp legally as well now. Good watching Riot Sketch's stuff on Facebook. He's you know, on the ground, really seeing things moving as they're going on around him. I had a lot of good fun with him out in Washington, actually, when I was out there, and forever remember that time. But I'm gonna stop rambling now and let you get on with your evenings. But I just thought I'd let you get, have that story about patients living in an illegal medical cannabis world and how it's not quite as simple as it might seem.